Okay, what we're doing here is re-recording the narration for the Red-Cockaded Woodpecker Slide series on March the 31st, 1981. Here we go. The red-cockaded woodpecker lives in pine and pine hardwood forests from East Texas to Florida and north to Missouri, Kentucky, and Maryland. It is unique in that it requires relatively old, live southern pines for excavation of its roosting and nesting cavities. The red-cockaded status as an endangered species is controversial in spite of documented declines in some populations. This is because it is common or even abundant in some areas. One problem is the lack of information. We have no reliable estimate of current populations range-wide. We do not even have reliable data on local population trends. The Fish and Wildlife Service has initiated a status review of the red-cockaded woodpecker with the Forest Service cooperating. The purpose of the review is to estimate the woodpecker's current range-wide population and assess trends in population and habitat availability. Since it is not feasible to census the birds over such a vast geographic area, the only way to obtain a population estimate is with a colony survey. To conduct a colony survey, we must locate cavity and start hole trees, determine whether trees are active or inactive, group these trees into colonies, and then sum these colonies into a population estimate based on the fact that one colony represents one breeding unit of woodpeckers. In order to complete a reliable as possible range-wide survey, we must use standard census methods so local totals can be combined into a range total. Therefore, it is critical that trees be properly located, mapped, and classified as active or inactive. The purpose of this slide presentation is to provide information on how to recognize and categorize red-cockaded woodpecker cavity trees. The red-cockaded woodpecker is in a typical stance at its cavity entrance, preparing to feed its young. The spider in its bill is commonly fed to nestlings, along with cockroaches, centipedes, and insect larvae. Note the woodpecker's prominent white cheek patches, solid black crown and nape, and white underparts. White spots are arranged in rows across the bird's black back in a ladder-like design. The total length of the red-cockaded woodpecker is approximately 7 1/4 inches, about 1 inch smaller than a robin. Woodpeckers of a similar species have a prominent white streak down the back and a black bar across the cheek patch. Only male red-cockaded woodpeckers have red feathers on the side of the head. These feathers are visible only when males become excited and raise their head feathers, as illustrated in this slide. Only when the head feathers are raised can the sexes be identified in the field. Here is the woodpecker from another angle, showing the white shin, throat, chest, and ladder back. This is a male fledgling. Note the ruby-colored patch on the crown. This patch is about the size of a dime, but it may be smaller or larger in other individuals. Only male fledglings display this patch. It becomes visible prior to leaving the nest and remains for 2 to 3 months. Red-cockaded nesting and roosting cavities are made in live pines. Trees in open, mature pine stands are preferred for cavities, but pine seed trees and solitary veterans standing above young stands are also used. In pine stands with hardwood midstories, active cavities tend to occur above the hardwood crowns and where hardwoods are least abundant. Cavities have been found as little as 4 to more than 60 feet above ground, but most often they are between 20 and 40 feet high. A colony site, the aggregation of cavity trees used by a woodpecker clan for nesting and roosting, may have only 1 or 2 cavity trees, or more than 12. However, there is only 1 clan per colony site, and 1 breeding male and female per clan. This is an active colony site in good condition. Note the sparse midstory and understory, whose development has been retarded by periodic prescribed burning. A cavity tree with a white candlestick appearance is located right of center. In open stands, these trees with a whitewashed look are visible at long distances. When the crowns of a dense hardwood understory reach or exceed the height of cavities in a colony, the colony is abandoned. Why red cockaded abandon such sites is not known, but it may be due to increased competition from other woodpeckers, such as the red-bellied and the pileated, which appear to prefer stands with a greater density of hardwood stems. Reliable indicators of the presence of red cockaded woodpeckers are signs of fresh excavation, fresh resin wells, and scaling around cavity and start holes. This new start hole is 1 inch wide, completely round, and surrounded by scaling, that is, flaking off bark. Note the freshly exposed sapwood and the small stream of resin that is descending from the lower lip of the excavation. As this stream of resin increases in size, it begins to resemble an icicle or waterfall. The length of time before a new start hole becomes a cavity varies considerably, but may be 2 years or more. This advanced start hole is 2 inches wide. The white sapwood at the back of the excavation is clearly visible, indicating the birds have not started on the vertical portion of the chamber. A stream of fresh, glossy resin at the lower lip of the cavity is now becoming more noticeable. The dominant feature of this start hole, as viewed from a distance, is the waterfall appearance of the resin exuding from the lower lip. Sapwood is no longer visible in the back of the excavation in this close-up of a nearly completed cavity. Resin wells are present here and in all active, completed cavities. Red cockadeds maintain an active flow of resin or sap around their cavities by chipping out numerous small resin wells. Resin wells are small chiseled pits which expose the sapwood. Freshly chiseled bark of active resin wells has a bright brick red appearance. This is one of the surest signs that a cavity tree is active. This recently completed cavity prominently displays the brick red underbark on the edge of freshly chipped resin wells. The icicle, so prominent in start holes, is concealed by the resin which surrounds the entire cavity. In some instances, the icicle simply drops off. New cavities exhibit much red around the entrance from the recently exposed underbark. Diameters of completed cavity entrances range from slightly over 1.5 inches to 2.5 inches, averaging 2 inches. No two cavities are exactly alike, but they have common characteristics when they are active. Reddish underbark on the edge of freshly chipped resin wells and on the edge of the plate. Symmetrically shaped cavity entrances and clear resin. Outstanding cavity features in this slide include the symmetrically shaped cavity entrance, the plate, and the surrounding resin wells. Plates are large, unbroken areas of exposed sapwood formed around the entrance of well-used cavities. Plates are formed from continual chipping away of the outer bark by the woodpecker. Note the brick red underbark of the resin wells. Fresh resin drippings glisten in the sunlight. Color and condition of resin flow can be confusing and vary seasonally. Generally, fresh resin begins as a clear to amber color, which eventually changes to white, then yellow, and finally gray. The resin drippings from freshly chipped bark indicate this is an active cavity. The large number of freshly chipped resin wells show that this cavity is active. Thick concentrations of old resin covering the sapwood and bark around this cavity give the pitch a yellowish cast. Nevertheless, this cavity is active. The prominent plate, thick yellow resin, and particularly the fresh glistening drippings from resin wells are the trademarks of an active cavity. Although there appear to be two cavities here, only the lower hole is a true cavity. Occasionally, trees will have two or more cavities. Since there is no sign more reliable in identifying an active cavity than freshly chipped resin wells, we have included this close-up of one showing the brick-red, freshly chipped underbark and the waterfall appearance of the exuding resin. Scaling, which results from the birds flaking off bark with their bills in search for insects, gives the trees a reddish cast in contrast to the more brown or gray cast of unscaled trees. This is not by itself a reliable indicator of the presence of red-cockaded woodpeckers, since other birds and mammals will do the same thing. If scaling is observed, however, the area should be searched for other signs of red-cockaded woodpeckers. If inactive cavity trees are present, active trees may be nearby. Resin on inactive trees dries and fades, taking on a grayish-blue or chalky white cast. The color of underbark at the edge of resin wells and plate turns from a brick red to brown, or may be hidden by dried resin. Active and inactive holes can occur on the same tree. This start hole is easily identified as inactive by the dull sapwood and the dried up faded appearance of the icicle. The dull reddish color is from the dried resin and not from freshly chipped underbark. Note the characteristic oval shape of the start hole entrance. Note the dull bluish gray or chalky white cast to this inactive cavity and lack of freshly chipped resin wells. The large plate indicates this cavity had been in use for a number of years. The thick accumulations of resin have the characteristic bluish gray cast of an inactive cavity. The lack of plate indicates this cavity is not as old as the one shown in the previous slide. The complete lack of freshly chipped resin wells leaves no doubt that this cavity is inactive. An old cavity, now definitely inactive. When the cavity entrance is 3 inches or more in diameter, red cockaded usually will leave or be driven off by competing birds or mammals. The entrance to this cavity is approximately 5 inches wide and no longer used by red cockadeds.